Hello? Hello?
Good evening, Mr. President.
Were you on the square?
Yes, sir. Bob took several members of the senior staff out, which was a very nice thing to do. And we were just coming in when you called. So
right. Well,
I thought I'd better not talk over that open.
Oh, hell no. I didn't want to get you there.
That
I'm
open
sure.
Radio circuit, I don't trust.
Well, we tore the scab off of Muskie, right?
Well, I would...
And on the draft, a few other things, too.
You performed the neatest piece of surgery on a man's intestines that I think has ever been performed in the Oval Office. It just was incredibly good.
I don't know how the press will play it,
but
I tried to play it quite honestly and say, look, there are prejudices. I'm not going to talk about the politics, but this is my view that I stated in 60 and 68. That's what I believe.
That issue, Mr. President, was sort of quietly building, but you have now made it a very major issue for Senator Muskie to contend with. You know, you're detracted from the press corps.
Most of them, yeah.
Press corps. We're talking afterwards admiringly of the way you did that, the skill with which you did it.
Which one?
Well, Henry Hubbard, who certainly has no mind, called Bill Sapphire and advised 45 tonight, he said. Billy said, Senator Muskie is at home in his living room, crawling around on his hands and knees, looking under his sofa for his nuts, which the president just took off. Oh, it was magnificently done. I wasn't there, but I heard a full account of it, and I have also read the wires. Just beautifully done. You really, I think you scored more deeply on that point than any of us will realize for a while, because that issue has just cut you so bad, busted yourself so beautifully. This morning you got a couple of very bad columns on both Evans and Novak and Broder. Alluded to it in columns of the negative, but I think you just put the death knell as far as that issue. You've made it.
I'm sure you noticed that I praised Brooke and the voters of Massachusetts. Did you hear about that?
Oh, I certainly did.
And I think you ought to pump it up to Ed on it, because he'll appreciate that. Because Ed knows that he was considered the vice president.
Well, I saw him this afternoon. I went up to try my delegate to vote tomorrow, and I said to both of them, I followed him to him. And he said, tell the president he's doing much better than he believed he was. Just committed an unpardonable sin. Talking about the Jesse Jackson.
I saw that news. Yeah.
Well, Ed said it's very real in the black community, and I have all sorts of antenna for the black community. It is just a really absolutely galvanized. They will vote against one at large, whether they vote for next or whether they vote for a fourth party. But it said Muskie has lost unpardonable.
We must let him call off.
Well, he compared it to rum-rumanism and rebellion. It was a remark of that kind that just does people in. But it's devastating. Of course, he did it just superbly, skillfully. Ziegler was out with him. He was describing it. He thought it was masterly.
Yeah.
I think it'll play quite well. Also, your remarks on the draft were just marvelous. The most irresponsible thing that you can imagine.
Yeah, and let's say that they're going to vote against the draft. It's a vote to make the United States number two in the world.
Well, that's right.
Vote against the draft is to seriously jeopardize our peace initiatives all over the world. In the Mideast, I said, and I put it to the Jews about it.
Well, I would hate myself to be a senator tomorrow voting.
They may, but if they do, then we just take the gloves off.
Well, it looks like we're going to win the vote. We're going to have one more senator than we planned to have tomorrow, because I got Dean Davis this afternoon to move up the date of Carter Dove's Stafford appointment. And Bob is flying down tonight.
Is he going to be it?
He'll vote with us, yes, sir.
Will he vote with us?
Yes.
He's got to vote with us on this test, will he?
Oh, I before I would arrange with the governor for him to be appointed today, I called Bob. Are you with us on this? And he said, what's the vote? And he said, never mind. If you want me, I am. He's a good
I want you to tell him we've got to have him on this vote, first vote. He's got to vote with us.
Oh, he will. It'll be very dramatic over there.
Because Aiken, you know, is slobbering away on it.
Well, Aiken goes with that field over.
I know.
But Bob's very clearly able to vote.
Good.
That's the reason he...
It'll make it in New Hampshire. Really, well, New Hampshire is not for bug-out.
Oh, hell no. And you're more popular in all three northern states, really, today. Well, Dean Davis, the governor of Vermont, told me tonight that all the staff would have to do is to support the candidate. You couldn't lose one.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Good. Okay, well, I also got in a couple of good looks on the economy. I said we would have a follow-on program that would have teeth.
Well, that was, your phrase was excellent. The drawbone can't be effective without teeth. You had some great testimony, little Gary. It was beautiful the way you described it. I just think it was timely. It gives us a good lift tomorrow on the vote and whatever, which Timothy McGregor by now will win, especially if he has one extra vote that he went down.
Of course, winning this doesn't really do anything but just protract the debate, does it?
What's the best?
It just protracts the debate, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. I mean,
even if we win it, it just means that we just go back to the dreary filibuster.
Well, maybe. If they lose the tabling motion, then there isn't much purpose in making the debate. I think prevail, they'll try to, but I think they'll lose that. It breaks their back psychologically. Really, if they don't have the votes to recommit, or to come back to Congress, they'll peter out.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.